to you, Lee.
Two sides looking to get on the winners list for the first time. They unfortunately experienced defeats for round one. Circular Head Saints, great to have them back in the competition. Got a home game as they tackle the Burnie Dockers.
They certainly have, and the Circular Head Saints have just made the one change to their team from last week in readiness for their clash with Burnie, elevating former Penrith defender Connor Bramage to replace Joshua Cole. The Dockers, who pushed Penrith for three quarters last week, have made four changes and were unable to select Kynan West, Josh Wolfe, Emmett Smith and Taylor Nash. Now, that quartet have been replaced by youngsters Marley Bourne, Finn Peach, Jake Grazona and Tyson Johnson. Despite their heavy loss to Devonport, Lee, upon their return to the competition, the Saints will welcome the return to home soil and will again rely heavily on Matt Elliott, Jamar Jackson, Ryland Coombe, Zach Ollington and Ashton Branson to repeat their form from last week. Burnie's Dylan Smith, Jeremy Plant, Bailey Bogue and Nick McKenna were all multiple goal kickers against Penguin and will again be difficult for the Saints' defence to contain for four quarters. Now, I anticipate that the Dockers will get the job done, but I'm expecting the Circular Head boys to improve on their first up outing in front of a healthy home crowd there, Lee.
Andrew Lee's Burnie Dockers narrowly went down to the Penguin Two Blues last Saturday afternoon. While those Two Blues have got another home game at Dial Park tomorrow, this promises to be an interesting clash as they welcome the Wynyard Cats.
Yes, and despite their first up win over Burnie, Penguin coach Maverick Weller has still made five changes, returning Jacob and Julian Brown, Rowan Speglin, Josh Stafford and former coach Chris McDonald. Out of the Two Blues lineup go Joby Ray, Kalen Williams, Oren Ball, Lockie Blakemore and Harry Cox. Wynyard, after an exciting come-from-behind four-point win over Latrobe in round one, have returned midfielder Billy Sharman and defender Darcy Brassendale, who replaced Jamison Foreman and Jacob Dwyer. The return of Julian Brown will stiffen the Two Blues defence, while Chris McDonald will add further potency to their attack, which was well served against the Dockers in round one, with Mav Weller, Damon Smith and Jack Templeton contributing 11 goals between them. The Cats will be looking for Zach Marshall, Zane Murphy, Connor Barling, Alan O'Sine and Sharon Egger to keep the scoreboard ticking. The ruck duel between Penguins' Dylan Bramage and Cats' big follower Tommy Charles will be pivotal to the outcome of the match, but on the confines of Dial Park, I'm anticipating that the Two Blues will come out on top, so Lee, Penguin for me with that one.
And the final game is at Latrobe Football Grounds. The Latrobe Demons, they've got a home clash as they welcome the Ulverston Robins.
Yes, Latrobe's fighting effort against Wynyard last week was full of merit, and they have improved their side even further with the addition of Jesse Richardson, Nick Gregson, Tom Donald and youngster Josh Fraser. They replace Wade Jones, Dylan Goss, Terry Kneebone and Ethan Flack. Ulverston, well, they've added six newcomers to this year's squad, inclusive of Ollie Smith from Deloraine, Lucas Viney from Caprona, and returning Motton Preston quartet of Brad King, Adrian Bell, Ashton Brett, and key forward Clay Sculthorne. Now, Lee, despite the Robins naming Sculthorne, there is no certainty that he will recover in time from a nagging pre-season injury. The Demons would be well pleased with the first-up efforts of midfielder Braden Butler after a couple of seasons at Deloraine. He linked up well last week with fellow on-ballers Mitch Perry, Rod Coughlin and Braden Scott against the Cats in the season's opener, and I would expect they will be prominent against the Robins. Ulverston's Luke Dyson will have another spirited encounter with Demons' big man Jade Smith, with the Robins also dependent on champion key forward Brad Howard to control the air. Now, this contest may well be the closest of the round, but Lee, I'm tipping Latrobe to get home in a thriller.
Those games tomorrow all start at 2:20 at Circular Head Rec Grounds, Dial Park in Penguin, Latrobe Football Grounds. So get along and support NWFL football into round two. And that's the seniors, and it's very important that the juniors come through too. Kim, you've got some information on the under-16s, under-14s and the youth girls tomorrow.
The under-16s, starting at 1 o'clock, we'll see East Devonport pitted versus Ulverston at Geddleston Park, Wynyard versus Latrobe at Wynyard, and Devonport versus the Burnie Dockers at the Devonport Oval. In round two of the under-14s, the same sides will meet at the same venues as the under-16s, with all their matches commencing at 11:30. And in the youth girls, East Devonport are at home to Ulverston. Wynyard play La Trobe, and Devonport are at home against the Burnie Dockers, with all their matches starting at 2:45 p.m.